This is Ozarks at Large. For nearly 40 years, the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching has ranked the country's thousands of universities and colleges. For the past several years, the University of Arkansas has been ranked in that foundation's second highest level of the categories. But as University of Arkansas Chancellor G. David Gerhard announced late Monday morning, the campus has been upgraded in the latest rankings.
I am very pleased and very, very proud to announce today that the University of Arkansas has been reclassified as a very high research university. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a major accomplishment.
The chancellor says the upgrade in rankings means the university is regarded as an elite research institution. The Carnegie Foundation ranks more than 4,300 U.S. colleges and universities and gives the highest ranking, now achieved by the University of Arkansas, to only 108 campuses, about 2% of the country's institutions of higher education. And the University of Arkansas is among only one of 72 public institutions on that list. Again, Chancellor Gerhard.
We already knew that we were increasing educational attainment levels in Arkansas. We also knew that we have been expanding and diversifying Arkansas's economy through innovation, entrepreneurism, and the attraction of outside investment into our state. This new classification documents that we are now among the nation's very best at accomplishing those objectives.
The Carnegie Foundation uses several factors to determine the annual rankings. Dr. Sharon Gaber, the University of Arkansas's provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, says the latest ranking for the UA reflects improvements by the university in two distinct areas. The first, she says, is the nature and number of doctoral degrees awarded.
And this measure demonstrates that the university is heavily engaged in educating future scholars to help broaden the world's body of experts and to create new knowledge. The second area where we've made substantial progress is the university's research expenditures each year.
As for that second category, the university says last year was a record setter with more than $82 million in research and sponsored program awards. The chancellor credited faculty and staff for what he called colossal efforts to make the latest ranking possible. He also singled out his predecessor, John White, for his leadership, and the now-retired dean of the graduate school and vice provost of research, Collis Guerin. The current vice provost of research and economic development, Dr. Jim Rankin, says the university expects to expand on its record-breaking year in research expenditures.
Chancellor Gerhard has set a new goal for us. By 2021, we hope to have $250 million. Let me change that from hope. We plan on having $250 million in expenditures by the year 2021. If you look at my office, it's no longer the Office of Research, but the Office of Research and Economic Development. How do we take these research expenditure dollars and turn those into new companies and into jobs in the state of Arkansas? We've been very successful so far. Let me list a few of our companies that have started based on university research. NanoMec, Arkansas Power Electronics, Silicon Solar Solutions, Biologics MD, Blue and Green. That's just five out of a handful of companies that have started based on our research.
Amy Apon, professor of computer science and computer engineering, says the university has been able to make it to this highest level of the Carnegie Foundation rankings because of strong research in several of the colleges on campus. At Monday's announcement, she listed some of those examples.
There's research in nanotechnology by Laurent Balache and Greg Salamo that has resulted in the discovery of previously unknown electrical and magnetic properties of amazingly small materials. Research by Peter Poulet, whose work was cited in the Nobel Prize in 1998, is helping us to understand the basic properties of chemicals. Magda El-Shenawy has discovered a new, non-invasive way to detect breast cancer. Fred Limp and Jack Cawthron are using computer vision to study ancient civilizations in the Mideast, and these same techniques will be used to manage scar tissue healing in burn patients. We have amazing young faculty like Doug Spierot and Nilanjan Banerjee who have been awarded career awards, the most prestigious awards given by the National Science Foundation in support of junior faculty for outstanding research.
Ro DeBrezzo, professor of health science and kinesiology and the chair of the faculty senate, liken the university's new rankings in research and academics to the nickname for college basketball's annual championship, the Big Dance.
This accomplishment is a direct reflection of the faculty, their hard work, their dedication, and really to the quality students that the faculty are recruiting and mentoring. The faculty are committed to bringing in their share of the resources to keep us competitive, even in a time when resources are shrinking all around us. And I just want to say that I am most proud of the faculty, and it's a great time, quite frankly, to be chair of the Faculty Senate.
And you can hear a few more remarks from Monday's announcement on our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com. Comments, including what the new ranking may mean for enrollment at the school, and the chancellor response to a question about tuition. You can hear those comments at the Ozarks at Large page at KUAF.com. This is Ozarks at Large.